Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened last week?
Well, it was a cliffhanger.
It sure as fuck was.
We're trying to find out if there's going to be a fucking genocide.
Right?
Jesus.
Oh my goodness. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. No, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah. So Haman is like this noble, and King Xerxes had said everybody's supposed to bow to this noble guy. And then Mordecai was like, but no, I don't want to.
Right.
And then Haman was like, well, you, King Xerxes, should kill all those people, those Jews, all of them. Not just the one that wouldn't bow, but every single one. And I'll pay you. And King Xerxes specifically said, keep the money and do with the people as you please.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were like, what?
Right. Yeah, that's insanity.
And that's how that ended.
Right. So that was Esther chapter 3.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Esther chapter 4. And I can't wait to find out what's going to happen. Okay, Esther chapter 4.
Okay.
When Mordecai, you know, the guy that wouldn't bow.
Yeah.
Learned of all that had been done. You know, all that had been done was a fucking decree that was sent out to everybody, every town, everywhere, saying, kill the Jews.
I find it interesting that he found out about a decree that's sent out to, in the future, kill all of his people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so this was, like, public knowledge?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, just an FYI, y'all are gonna die on this day.
Yeah, they set a future date. Like, that's how it ended.
You remember in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where they had the thing posted up about the end of the end of Earth?
And it was in the sub-basement of some random building.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
We posted it for 5 years or whatever, for however long.
5 years or whatever that we're going to be demolishing your planet to make space for
Come on.
The super space byway or whatever.
Yeah.
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 What?
So long and thanks for all the fish.
Right? Know? So anyway, when Mordecai learned what's about to happen,
He
tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's a good reenactment, yeah.
Right? That's wailing bitterly and loudly, right?
Right, sure.
But he only went as far as the king's gate because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it.
Oh,
no potato sacks here.
Apparently, that was a distinguishing mark of Judaism, maybe?
Of mourning Jews, perhaps. I don't know.
All right. That'd be an interesting question to ask because I am curious about that a little bit. Remember, we've joked about it before, like the potato sacks they put on and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are these things that they put on?
They're sackcloth. What?
Sackcloth. Yeah.
It's just sackcloth. What?
Okay.
Don't you? Doesn't everybody have one of those for when they go into mourning?
No, I don't.
In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews with fasting, weeping, and wailing. I bet.
I can imagine they're going to die.
Yeah. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. I bet they did.
There it is, sackcloth and ashes.
Yeah. When Esther's eunuchs and female attendants came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress.
No shit.
Yeah. I bet she was.
I mean, technically, he's going to have to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if we're going by the law that's decreed here.
But I don't think the king knows yet that she's Jewish.
Right. No, obviously, because she hasn't told him. But still.
Right. So Esther sent clothes for him, Mordecai, to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them.
Mm.
Obviously. I mean, he already has clothes.
Well, I don't know. He just tore them.
Well, he did tear them. But did he tear all of them? Like,
I don't know.
He had one outfit and he tore it?
Maybe back then you only had one outfit, you know?
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true. It's not like today where you can just go get another pair of jeans from Walmart or whatever.
Right, exactly.
That's true. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs assigned to attend her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why.
Okay, yeah.
So she just knows he's wailing and that he can't come in.
Right.
She has no idea that this whole thing happened.
Sure.
Okay.
And moreover, she pitched what Mordecai did to the king and told him, right? So like he should be in good standing.
Right. Mordecai should be in good standing with
the king
because the king was going to be assassinated.
Right.
If Esther had not revealed the plan as told to her by Mordecai.
And it said in here that she told him that, you know, Mordecai was the one that told her.
Yeah.
So.
And the king's like, psh, whatever, kill those Jews. I don't care.
Right.
Wow, what a dick.
Yeah.
So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation. Ooh, he brought receipts and screenshots.
Yeah.
Which had been published in Susa to show to Esther and explain it to her. And he told him to instruct her, Esther, to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Sure.
Right? I mean,
yeah, I mean it's
networking at its finest. Right.
You got someone high up. You pull those strings.
Yeah, she's
you know?
Fucking queen.
Right.
Right? Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say this to Mordecai. All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king. So
She
can't go. So she's like, how am I supposed to tell him? How am I supposed to beg on your behalf?
Right.
It's not my turn to fuck him yet.
Yeah.
You know, I got to wait to be called to fuck the king.
Right.
When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for just such a time as this.
Right.
That's fair. I mean,
I guess. But, I mean, she's got a good point also. Like,
What good
does it do if I die in the process of trying to get this cross?
He's saying it's your duty to die if that's what it takes.
Got it.
To stand up for us and not let an entire people be annihilated.
Right. But this guy, you know, either killed or banished his last queen.
Right.
Who wouldn't show up naked.
That's what he's saying. What Mordecai's saying is, you saw what he did to the last queen.
Right.
If you don't stand up for us, that doesn't mean you're safe. You're probably going to get killed at some point, one way or another. It might as well be in defense of your people.
Sure.
You know, at least then you can be a martyr to, you know, harken back to the stories so the club that we read. Yeah. Which I get where he's coming from. He's like, let your death be for a good cause and not just because you wouldn't be like Vashti and, you know, show up naked.
Right.
Or whatever. Right.
Vashti.
But she's like, I think she's raising a good point too. Like, I'm just trying to live, y'all.
Right.
I'm just trying to not get killed. And so far, I've managed to get into a really sweet position. Could you not ruin it for me?
Right. And they don't technically know I'm Jewish. So, you know.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
Just saying, sorry about your luck, but.
So I see both perspectives. I really do.
Right.
And I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do either.
Because, I mean,
it's a rough position to be in.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, if I'm the queen, right? Like, I'm in Esther's position, right? And I'm being told that my kids, my husband, my parents, my sister, you know, all of my family is about to be killed.
Right.
Do I speak up?
Right.
And what good will it do if I do? But am I an asshole if I say nothing and let them die without me at least having tried?
Is there no process? Like, what I don't understand about this, though, is that there's literally no process to request the audience of the king without being killed?
I mean, I don't know.
That seems a little absurd to me.
Well, she is just a, quote unquote, just a woman, right?
Right,
like,
right.
What would her process be?
None. I don't know. Technically, she's the queen, right? Because
they
put the crown on her head.
But they've already established that the queen holds no power. It's
right,
the man.
Right.
So, moreover, she's living in the harem, right?
Yeah.
So she's not exactly like above any other woman.
Right. It's not like she sat next to him and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's not like they have a relationship. He fucks her now and again.
Right.
Right. Like, what relationship does she have that anybody thinks that she would have the ability to talk to him at will and to lay forth, hey, can you do me a solid and not kill these people?
Yep.
So I get where she's coming from. I get where he's coming from. This is rough.
Yeah. No, it is.
So then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go, gather all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
Oh, wow.
So her choice is made. She's going to appeal to God, pray, fast, do everything she can spiritually to, you know, gear up for this. She's going to do it.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She's doing what she thinks she can do.
Yeah. Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. The end.
All right.
Oh, man. So, another
cliffhanger. Still hanging on to find out.
I don't want to say this is a great story because I don't like.
But they are leaving us in suspense.
Yes. I am eager to find out what's going to happen. But it's not a great story in that, like, we're literally talking about a genocide.
Right.
And I'm not eager about that.
Right. But the way it's being told.
Yes.
Is definitely more adept than what we are used to.
Yes.
Thus far.
Yes. And again, I'm very eager to find out what happens next chapter.
Yeah, me too. All right. So that was Esther chapter 4.
Sure as fuck was.
And we'll be back tomorrow with
Esther chapter 5 to find out what's going to happen.
We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.